Hi, I am Joanne Becker from Optilec, and it seems so appropriate to be here on the 4th of July because we have fireworks at Optilec. Things are changing faster and furiously than you could ever imagine. Probably those of you that are familiar with Optilec think of it as premier CCTVs, video magnification. That's always been true, continues to be true. And we now have a blindness product division. As of 6 months ago, Tiemann, the parent company of Optilec, decided that it wanted to become involved in the whole spectrum of products for blind and low vision people. And they hired Larry Lewis 6 months ago. He is vice president for the blindness division. And we have an array of products that we're now working with. And I can tell you in advance of talking to you about some of the specific products that we are showing in the exhibit area today, we are working on a few things that we will be showing the end of the summer, early fall. And the cool thing about these products is the price point. We're going to try to keep them under $1,500. And we all know how expensive it is to be blind. So hopefully with these new products that we'll be introducing, you'll be pleased that they will be less costly. And we also have a product that we're working on, specifically our own product. And while I cannot mention details about it as of yet, I can tell you it is really an exciting thing. We are not going to be working with proprietary software. We want to really have this full spectrum of open architecture. We want to be able to have off-the-shelf products used by those of us who are blind. And people keep saying to me, so tell me about the new note-taker. Tell me about it. And it will have a note-taking capability as well as email, but we're not doing more of the same. We're trying to do something really new and exciting. So keep your ears open because you'll be hearing about that in the upcoming months. And what we are showing now and in the exhibit area, and it's actually booth 19 and 20, we have a Braille Voyager, which is reintroduced. It is produced by Tiemann, and we've done some additional software, and I actually think of this as the Versace of Braille displays. I love it. It is, today I have the Braille Voyager 44, and it also comes in a 70-cell Braille display. I have it connected with my laptop, and it truly is plug and play. It's got a USB connector, and it doesn't have any external batteries, so you don't have to worry about that factor. And it takes less power if you're using it off a laptop than if you were to use a CD drive. So the cool thing is it has Tiemann Braille cells, which I love. Love the way they feel. Also, it has a Braille keyboard, Braille keys, which we have a layer of software that we've added such that .7 is control, .8 is alt. And the reason for these configurations is that it's possible to use window controls from your Braille display. And it makes so much sense. I think not having to move your hands from your keyboard back to your Braille display and to have all this functionality right there, easy to use. You don't have to memorize a lot of keystrokes. Very straightforward and very configurable as well. We also have a function key. It's in the center of the thumb keys, and it, too, is very configurable. And depending upon your preference, I know in my case I have it set for tab, shift tab, up and down arrow, but the cool thing about this is, again, if you want to make configuration changes, press all of the Braille keys simultaneously. And this is such a novel thought. A dialog box appears on your computer screen. And just like any other dialog box in Windows, you tab through, make the configuration changes you're interested in having, press the space bar, and voila! Those changes have then taken place, and it's not this abstruse set of things that you have to try to worry about how to figure out. So I think the Braille Voyager is fantastic, and I would highly recommend that all of you come by and check it out. It's a great display. We also are working with Quantum Products, and we are the exclusive distributors for Quantum in the U.S. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Mountbatten, it's really an electronic brailler, and it's used for early education, the instruction of Braille for young children. And one of the things that I think is really key about Optilec and having the blindness division, we really know the importance of Braille. We want people to recognize that Braille is such a hugely important matter for any of us who are blind. And we want to encourage people to use Braille as soon and as quickly as possible with blind children. And the Mountbatten is one of those pieces of technology that can make a big difference. If a sighted teacher is working with a blind child, they can connect the regular keyboard to it and type using that keyboard, and the Mountbatten is going to produce Braille text for the child to read. And it also has a Mimic, which is an LCD display that you can connect to the Mountbatten, and it can store up to 32 pages, actually. But it's a way for a sighted instructor to see the quality of the brailing being done, and if there are changes or corrections that need to be made, if the teacher is not that familiar with Braille, he or she will be able to look at the display and figure that out really quickly and help make those modifications with the student. And we also, in combination with the Mountbatten, we have a CD called Switched on Braille, which really is a cool CD to make available. It's $95, and it really covers the gamut about Braille, giving the history of Braille, talking about the code, just all the details that people might not know about if they're not familiar with blindness, if you're taking it to a school system or a library that really has no clue about blindness. Switched on Braille is just a really cool tool that you might be interested in taking a look at as well. And we have Pictures in a Flash, which is the tactile graphical maker. And you simply draw on that specific paper, which is called capsule paper. And you can also photocopy onto the paper. You put it through this device, and what comes out the other side is a tactile graphic. Very cool. I had not seen one until several weeks ago. I just started working, actually, at Optilec June 1st, so it was my first experience with the PEOF, and again, something well worth seeing. And I know a lot of you have heard about JotaDot, right? Let me hear. Have you heard about JotaDot? Okay. We have a prototype of JotaDot downstairs, and so you can check out what it will look like once the product is released. It's pretty much going to be the same configuration in terms of the design, and it's a quick, easy, mechanical note taker, and those of you that haven't seen it, you'll want to stop by and check that out as well. And, of course, in the context of low vision, Optilec is so well known for its CCTVs and magnification, and we have new products to talk about in that context as well. Even though I don't use any of them, I can tell you that one of the things that's really hot and people seem to take a great deal of interest in is the ClearView Flex. And this is a flat screen, and it's a very thin flat screen, but it's flexible, so you can move it up, down, left, right, forward, center. Oops, I'm being told 2 minutes. Yikes. And it has a lot of functionality that people seem to want and need. Also, we have a device called the Compact, and it is really compact. It's 10 ounces, and I think the magnification there is up to 8x, 4 to 8x. And it's possible to configure it in terms of contrasting color, black on white on black. I don't even know all the variations, but lots of color possibilities. And we also have the Traveler, which is larger, not a lot larger. 16x magnification level there, and it can connect to a television screen. So those are some of the cool things that we're showing at this show, and we want you to stop by our booth, and we'd love to talk to you and show you what we have and make sure that you know about the website. And Optelec, by the way, OPTELEC.com is on the web. And come by booth 19 and 20, and I'm trying to talk less than I ordinarily would. So I think I'm under my 10-minute limit. So thank you all for having us, and come by and see us.